producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmothers and grandpas, we have the services of both Roberta Fasanelli and Dr. Joy Brown here on the Good Day program at 7. Have the hooray, 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 hooray. From the strange but true department today, connecting the dots here, I find people in their collection of strange things to be of interest. Here's somebody who collects pop-up toasters. If you're used to dealing with people who've flipped their lids, toasters are what psychiatrist Kenneth Huggins collects. He has 650 of them. All right, so Dr.
He's a psychiatrist?
Brown, he's a psychiatrist, and he collects pop-up toasters.
Well, what kind of toaster doesn't
mean?
Pop up? Oh, I guess the old-fashioned.
Yeah, the ones you're going to put on a sort of grill.
Broken ones.
Ones that are not plugged in.
Yes, ones that are not plugged in. Our motivator for today comes from Julia Child, God lover, who said, find something you're passionate about and keep tremendously interested in it. How can you not go for that one? I think that's it. But I think there are so many people who have had such great things to say over the years. I think we do ourselves well by taking the advice, the wisdom of it. What is it, the ancients, right? Have you ever read any of their stuff? Either Roberta or Joy, Kenny?
Sure. The ancients? Sophocles and Aristotle?
There's
not even a book called that, no.
There's a pursuit, a particular type of, I follow messages. This is from a website called soulselfliving.com. You want to check it out because I think what it does is bring around things to a proper perspective for me anyway in my life. And this week's quote from the ancients reads as follows. Earth needs cooperative, heart-centered people to care for her well-being. From the ancient ones. And that is really something that we are concerned about, are we not? You have all of this focus on whether or not we have global warming, is it climate change brought about by cars, or all that other stuff. I don't know that we can agree on what causes it, because I think there are so many different pieces of this pie, and so many people posturing for their own benefit. To deny the Earth is changing is folly. To agree on what is causing it may be something that will never happen because there's too much to be gained by messing with the philosophy of it. But having said that, I think that you see what happened off the coast of Mexico this past weekend, and you wonder, whew, with all that power and strength, that force of that tornado, I mean the hurricane, never before felt, at least I'm sure that it's been felt, but in terms of measured, documented, because remember, the Weather Bureau stats only go back to the 1880s. So from that time to this was the worst Pacific storm on record, but it quickly dissipated when it hit the mountains. Gonzo.
Well, that's what happens.
Is it, Roberta?
Yes, that's what happens, Doug.
Roberta says that's what happens.
Well, think of it. You got something going, right? And then something gets in the way, so it's not going anymore.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for clearing that up.
I'm glad we have Roberta here to fix all of our problems, figure it out.
That's one of the ancients.
Could be. Well, Roberta's one of the ancients, I know that.
It's going, and then something gets in its way, and it's not going anymore. What's more wisdom than that?
Right. I want to know.
More basic than that.
Speaking of wisdom, why it is that we take things. I was looking at the numbers. I talked a little about Marco Rubio earlier before you ladies got here. Jeb Bush is not the leading contender to become the betting markets best call, Marco Rubio is, and I don't understand that because he's a loser all the way around. His chances in Las Vegas are 34% versus Bush's 23%. But he's not a truth teller. I guess maybe that's the thing that bothers me about him. And he's getting a check every week from the United States government.
Here's what happens. He's got some momentum going, and then the facts get in his way, and it just stops him.
Well, the fact is that he's taking a check from the United States Treasury to be a senator, and he's not showing up, and he hasn't really voted well. Pretty much the same as Barack Obama when he ran before. He was a first-term senator, showed up little to do voting, spent most of his time running around trying to grease the slide. So maybe it works. Maybe Rubio says it worked for Obama. Maybe I should try that. One would only hope that it doesn't work.
Running for president, I think, is really a full-time job.
It is. So that's not fair to the taxpayers.
No, it's not.
For all these people to be running.
Some people have resigned to do it. Mm-hmm. I think Ashley Hillary resigned to do it, didn't she?
Resigned to run?
No, I think she was maybe not senator when the first time. Or yeah, she was. I don't know. Some have, which I think is a fair thing to do.
Yep.
Okay, so here's something that I would like us all to think about. The chief of the FBI has scrutinized, and appropriately so, the rise in violent crime with the falling apart of the police departments in major and minor and mid-sized communities. Did it start in Ferguson? Did it really get bad in Baltimore? The amount of attention being given to the police now is, the police think, unfair because it's not warranted, because these sorts of things have been going on for a long, long time. It's just the news media that's doing their dastardly job of covering what's going on. Or is it that the news media is making more out of this than they ought to? I don't know how to put those thoughts together. I can just tell you that my conclusion, when I look at what's going on in Baltimore, the disgrace that is the Baltimore Police Department, I would have fired every single one of those policemen who said they weren't doing the job because they were protesting the mayor's attitude. One thing, you can get rid of the mayor by having a recall, but if you're getting paid to do a job and you just decide not to do it, how the hell do you get away with that?
Yeah.
And look at the rise in crime. Crime is up 43%. Because they're not doing anything. And there are other cities, the FBI director was using that as a point, but he looks around the rest of the country in his report. He made a speech at the University of Chicago Law School about where we are in terms of local crime and the factors that are increasing the number of criminals on the street, and much of it points at the police who aren't doing their job because they think they're being treated unfairly. Oh, my God, what a shame. Get a new job, then, if you don't like it. Get out. Stop taking a check. Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, aren't there laws that say that public workers can't go out on strike?
Right.
That's what I thought.
But they can slow down, and that's what they've been doing.
Yeah, they have sick-ins.
Yeah, right. They just don't show, or they just don't go respond. They decide they're not going to respond to a call, a break-in, somebody shot. Yeah. They just don't show up.
You know, and one of the problems about that is that you get one or two powerful people to say this is what we should do, and everybody else is afraid. Mm-hmm. You know, that sort of code blue.
Yeah.
That says, you know, we don't rat on dishonest cops means we also follow along with cops that are putting the city at risk. So it's a real problem.
It is.
I think it's a real problem to be an honest cop in that kind of environment as well. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Look at Gotham. There's an honest cop there. You ever watch that show, Roberta?
Oh, the TV show. I'm going Gotham. Isn't that where Superman's from?
Good for you.
Or Batman. Yeah. That's Batman.
Maybe I should ask Joy first. The two of them are both.
Roberta has, you know, she's got some momentum. No, you had some momentum going, and then you ran into Roberta, and it just stopped
right,
the forward progress.
Right. Bingo.
It's going to be the end of the story. Story.
Right. Gotham. Oh, isn't that? Hello. This would be something that probably Joy would know. Yeah, both of you New Yorkers.
Yeah.
What's the origin of Gotham? Or Kenny, maybe you know. Why is New York called Gotham?
It is.
Yeah, there are a lot of. I remember references to New York as Gotham.
The Big Apple. Yeah.
No, no, but Gotham is not. Let's see what it says.
All right, you do your homework. Hold on a second. I'll pause.
Looking it up.
You can do your homework, and then we'll figure it out in a moment. 16 past the hour on today's stimulating Doug Steffen Good Day program.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Jane Applegate with another small business tip. Focus more on your business and job out tasks like finding a store to pack and ship for you, or even hiring someone to pick up your laundry. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't fight to live with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
19 past the hour on Good Day. Roberta has our Queen of Sheep report. We'll find out where Gotham comes from in the next half hour. Right now, though, we go to Gotham for Roberta's report. The cheapest place in the world is wherever Roberta is.
Wherever I am. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, if you can't beat him, join him. So I'm going to join up on that holiday bandwagon, even though it's not Halloween yet. And I kind of make a point of not doing anything holiday until after Halloween. But, okay, I'll jump on it. Let's start with free address labels for your Christmas cards.
Free!
Shutterfly has them. So we'll get you the coupon code. You have to be a new customer to get the deal. But, you know, just sign up under a different name. I mean, how are they going to know? Go to Yahoo, create an email address, and sign up with a different name and get the free labels. I do it all the time. Nobody knows.
So it's the Queen of Cheap and the Queen of Cheat?
Yeah, the Queen of Cheat.
Way to go, Roberta.
Well, it's just, you know, I'm just a different name. That's all. No big deal. It's good from today till the 29th, so don't delay on this one. Get your free address labels. Now, also free, a lot of companies now, a lot of stores are jumping on the free shipping bandwagon because they know that everybody's going to go and join Amazon Prime Free, which you can do for 30 days or 60 days at the holidays. So we got Best Buy. They starting October 25th, which was yesterday. You get free shipping with no minimum through January 2nd. And also Target, free shipping on Target starting November 1st through December 25th. Free shipping on everything for everyone, and just not red card holders. No minimum purchase again. So free shipping at Target and at Best Buy. Free and free address labels. Go find it at Queen of Cheap. Spot it. BetterLiving.com.
Better Living, no, not .com. Better Living Box at DougStephan.com.
Right,
you'll be all right with that.
Okay, I'm fine.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of the Ringo and the All-Stars concert on Friday night was him singing this song, and he introed it. Meredith and I went to see I had not seen the All-Stars before. I've seen Ringo before, but he said as he introduced the song, he said, if you don't get this song, if you don't know it in the first three notes, you're in the wrong venue. And the audience screamed. I mean, the place was gone. This is an old classic. The Wang Theater and some of the other theaters were built originally for the silent movies. And so they've all been updated and stuff. It's a magnificent theater. It has been all redone. But it was like the roots of the place were shaking because of the music. The All-Stars include Todd Rundgren, Mr.'s lead singer, whose name I can't remember, lead singer from Toto, and the keyboardist from Santana. And if you don't think there was fabulous music being played by these guys, it was just terrific. What do we have? We got a Todd Rundgren song there, Peter?
Hello, yep. It's me.
Terrific. He started with this.
I've thought about us for a long time.
Very, very talented guy. I've never seen him before. I've heard Richie talk about him in glowing terms. Has anybody ever seen Todd Rundgren perform?
I saw him on one of Ringo's tours.
Yeah, what did you think?
It was great.
You agree with me in the energy department? Do you remember the names of any of these people, Kenny, the guy who's the lead singer of Mr.? Do you remember his name?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah. All right, so that's he sang. They all did three or four of their hits, in addition to Ringo going through all of his hits. That's why the concert lasted well over 2 hours. Who's the guy from Mr.? Go ahead, Peter.
Richard Page.
That's it, Page. Yep. As soon as the audience heard this song, it went crazy. Very, very solid voice. We were both of us remarking how strong his voice and Todd Rundgren's voice was. Right. Very, very nicely done. And they've all learned the parts to the other songs, so it sounds like the original version of whatever the songs are being done. Even though all these guys are stars in their own right, they pick up the background singing and the instrumentation as the star is the focus on stage. The fellow from Toto, who remembers his name? He's got a big... afro.
Is that Steve Lukather?
Yes. That's exactly who it is. I recognize.
I'm impressed, Doug.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Who knows these?
Well, the songs. I know all these songs. Heavens, who wouldn't know all the songs? There were three or four Toto songs this guy performed. They were fabulous, fabulous. But I'll tell you something. Now, what made you feel comfortable wasn't just all of this. When the guy who was the keyboardist for Santana went to work, man, did you, everybody, Ringo made people feel comfortable, and then this guy, for whatever the reason, he's not Carlos Santana, Carlos Santana's guitarist, this is his keyboardist, who was responsible for most of the real music in the things like, oh, yeah, Como Va, and whatever else. What have you, what'd you picked up here?
Got a black,
yeah, Black Magic Woman. Yeah. So, when you, whatever is not guitar is this guy on the keyboard. And it was fabulous. Just fabulous.
Carlos Santana, I ran into him breakfast about 2 months ago.
Really?
He still looks fantastic. He dresses all in the black.
Yeah. Well, he's on tour on his own now. Oh, he's got somebody else with him. But it was all built around Ringo. They all paid homage to Ringo. And Ringo would, he was singing his own songs. And then every... this is a great, he does a great version.
Oh, love
but he's having so much fun.
Yeah.
That's the one thing, whenever I've seen him, he's just having a ball.
Well, and he always seemed like he was having a ball.
Yeah.
That's why he's so beloved.
Right, exactly.
He was never sullen, never snotty, never...
You know, no, not hard to deal with.
And grateful.
He makes reference to the songs that he sings from the other band.
The other band. He also goes, he goes, what's my name? Everybody goes, Ringo! Yeah.
Ringo! 28 past the hour on Good Day. I can't get used to this.
Good sugar, bad sugar. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The simple fact is, we all need sugar to live, but the problem is, some sugars, also known as carbs, are healthy and others are not. Here's the thing, when you eat carbs, think simple and complex. Simple carbs are absorbed very quickly and spike your blood sugar, shooting up your insulin levels, making you always hungry and fat. Complex carbs, starches, take longer to absorb and don't do that. So, how can you tell the difference between good and bad carbs? The glycemic index. High is bad, low is good. DCOC advice, use the glycemic index to wean yourself off your sugar addiction and lose weight. High glycemic foods like potatoes, white bread, white rice should be minimized or avoided. Low glycemic foods like oatmeal, apples, hummus should be part of your everyday diet. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states and a...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. you'll never be cold again.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It is such a good day. Hold on to your hats. The ladies are here. Roberta Fasanelli and Dr. Joy Brown are on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, along with Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring your comments. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Are you upset that the Justice Department will not press charges against Lois Lerner? I don't think this is any surprise. A former IRS official who was responsible for targeting the conservative group's 501c3s.
Well, they didn't prove, supposedly, that she did.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hello. Where there's smoke, hello, there's usually a little bit of fire.
Well, they probably make more money than the rest of us.
All right, so how many people remember Adolf Eichmann?
Ooh.
Adolf Eichmann.
Fortunately, didn't know him personally.
But no.
Was he Adolf Hitler's cousin?
Well, he was the mastermind of the Holocaust.
Yeah, he was the major person who was hung.
Right.
They found him in Argentina or something, didn't they? That was one of the first guys.
Yes.
And they hung him. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so his daughter-in-law was running for mayor in a town in Argentina, and as part of her identity, it became known that she was Adolf Eichmann's daughter-in-law. She was defending him.
Whoa, how do you defend
him?
No kidding.
She was asked about it, and she responded, and now she's no longer running in the election.
She must be up there in age.
Right? I would have thought so. Yeah, exactly. You would have thought.
Well, that was in like 1945 or something. So
it would have been 70 years ago. Yeah.
So she's got to be,
she's no spring chicken.
Right? 10 or 15 years old.
As they say. All right. How many people think that the announcement by the president over the weekend that there should be less standardized testing, somewhat hypocritical,
Yay!
Because he's in the past pushed for more testing, But after hearing from a lot of stressed out students and stressed out parents and stressed out teachers, the president's decided that a lot of tests are not necessary. Hello, Common Core, not necessary. Boo, what a load of crap.
And I'm probably from his own daughters.
Well, that may be, although they're both in private school. Do the private school kids have to take those same standardized tests? I don't think they do.
Sure. Well, it depends where they're going.
Yeah, it depends where they're going.
If they want to get into college, they do.
They take the ACTs, the SATs, they have to take those,
Yeah, but is that really the standardized testing we're talking about, or is it the testing that the teachers are now teaching? Do you hear teachers complain about the time because they're not teaching anymore? They're just teaching to tests.
Yeah, teaching to the tests.
And that doesn't do anything. You don't learn anything.
Because tenure and everything depends on it. You know, the better their classes do, the better they look to the school district.
By the way, did I say happy birthday to Joy on Friday? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Happy birthday to Joy. Happy birthday to Joy. Happy birthday, dear Joy.
It's such fun.
Happy birthday to
Guys, that was great.
Anybody seen the video of the rescue of those 70 hostages from the ISIS prison?
So a little bit of it, yeah.
Oof.
That's pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
Was it clear that they had the graves already
dead? They were ready to kill them.
Yeah.
They were ready.
Yep.
That was a scary thing. Yep. And the soldiers are seen ushering the frightened men through the prison halls. Another video shows the coalition aircraft destroying the prison. But this was something... I'm having a hard time with all of this because we've done such a horrible job in trying to confront ISIS, but I don't have a problem with what they did. I'm sad that an American lost his life. There are a lot of you who say this is not appropriate, and I have been one of them who've said we shouldn't have been in Iraq. We ought not to be here or there, use our firepower, but we haven't done that. And so in this circumstance, it seems to me that we did the prudent thing or the humane thing. I don't have a problem.
It would seem to me that there are things that are... Look, none of us are getting out of here alive, right?
Mm.
And there are things that are worth sacrificing a little bit more of your time to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my thing is, being killed in a car accident seems to me a terrible waste, or overdosing on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But doing something to help somebody else, I mean, that seems to me part of how we live our lives. So, well, I certainly lament any death that, you know, it would seem to me if I died helping somebody do something else, I would certainly feel better about it than, you know, a car accident.
Well, let's go one step further. This lady, Dasha Chambers, who's going to court today facing four counts of second-degree murder. You may or may not have heard about what happened over the weekend in Oklahoma. She's the woman police say was driving under the influence, plowed her car into a homecoming parade at Oklahoma State.
What a tragedy.
Dozens of more were injured. A lot of people hurt badly.
And they're now saying they think there's a mental health issue here.
Wow.
Which is...
Okay. That goes to what about we have this mental health focus on guns? What about mental health issues when it comes to a car? Should people who have mental health issues have a license to drive a car? We agree collectively that mental health people who are impaired with mental health issues ought not to have a gun, even though a lot of them do. Is the same to be said for those who are driving a car?
Right, well, you had a point there.
The answer here is the autonomous car. See, and there was an autonomous car race, 1,500 miles in Mexico.
There was
an autonomous car.
Yep.
Well, the self-driving
car. Do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Joy.
Well, that's basically the story that the autonomous car was. They got 1,500 miles. Let's see if I've got it here.
Paul Rojas, professor at the University of Nevada, teamed up with three German researchers,
none of whom knew Eichmann. Let's make that clear.
No, they didn't know Eichmann. All right. 1,500 mile journey through Mexico, the longest self-driving trip so far. The team had a 2010 Volkswagen Passat with specialized software, onboard computer, as well as lasers, radar, video cameras, and a very sophisticated GPS unit, and it was not a diesel-powered car. So there you go.
Yeah, no, but I mean, your point is well taken. It's not only, should people have mental health issues be allowed to parent? You get into really difficult circumstances, and who defines what a mental health issue is?
Yep.
So, right. I mean, there's all sorts of issues there.
Let's then, we'll go back to cars, because I know how Roberta loves it when I talk about cars. If you like fast American cars that are inexpensive, you will probably like the 2016 Camaro.
How
the first one rolls off the assembly line today, and the I believe in Lansing at the Grand River Assembly Plant, they're going to have a press conference later this morning to show the Camaro. The first time a Camaro has been produced in the U.S. since 1992.
Wow.
They've all been made in Mexico.
Wow.
Until now. GM decided they would start making them again in an old plant in Lansing that they refurbished, and they hired, 1,400 Americans. This is what they're doing.
The Camaro.
The Camaro.
Well, it's cute.
Well, they restyled it.
They restyled it 4 years ago,
yeah,
and it's kind of staying in that. But they refurbished the plant, and now they're going to build it, starting with the Camaros there, and they're supposedly going to bring some other, they're going to open another plant and build some other cars. Most people don't realize cars are made in Toronto or in other parts of Canada or down in Mexico. They weren't being made in the United States. Mm-hmm. So this is a big deal, apparently. Speaking of General Motors, they have reached an agreement. And part of the way they did it, very interesting how smart these people are now. The UAW, remember Chrysler, the union people all agreed with management. This was a good contract. Then the rank and file says, no, we don't like it. Go back to the drawing board. So they did, and they announced last Monday that most of the Chrysler workers had approved the new contract, so there wouldn't be a strike. And then they went right to General Motors, and General Motors said, right away, we're going to do exactly what they did at Chrysler. So 16 minutes before a strike was supposed to start, the UAW and GM reached an agreement on their new contract last night. So they're going to... But they've got 52,500 GM workers represented by the UAW. And one of the ways they have gotten things to the point where they have is that they're bringing back jobs to the United States.
Yeah.
So they kind of get a little of what they want, and the unions get more workers, and they may not be paid as much, but they're bringing the jobs back to Detroit.
This whole thing is really interesting. I was at a company about 20 years ago where they came to all of us and said, all right, here's the choice. You can either take a 20% reduction in salary or we're going to lay off 20% of the people.
Right.
And basically, you know what people voted?
Mm.
You can guess. Lay off 20% because everybody figured it wasn't going to be them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real problem when you deal with unions, because the idea of unions is the greatest good for the greatest number.
Yeah.
But that's not what unions really represent very much anymore. It's, mm-hmm, you know, that I'm perfectly willing to let you lose your job. I don't want to take a 20%.
It's all about me. Yep.
Well, and it's a stupid way. That's what unions were invented to replace exactly that phenomenon.
Yes,
that,
they were, and they've now sort of stumbled on themselves.
Yeah.
The auto industry suffered some casualties last week. Tesla stock dropped after Consumer Reports ceased recommending its Model S luxury electric car because of complaints. Management failures became clearer at Volkswagen. Now down
Volkswagen, forget about it.
By a third of its value because of the emissions scandal.
Right. Yeah, the cheats.
And
the
Takata airbag problem is really basically getting in the way of everybody. Ferrari stock went out. When they had an IPS, it was part of Chrysler, but they separated them out because they got 56.31 was the close price at the end on Friday, which means they raised $11 billion
wow.
for Chrysler with the Ferrari. God love them.
Who drives a Ferrari?
What's that?
I don't know anyone who drives a Ferrari.
Only people who like fast cars.
You really?
Oh, yeah. I think Ferraris are fantastic.
You have a Ferrari?
I do not. I don't own a car, but I know.
Oh.
But the place I live has a Ferrari convention around here next door every year, and they have all the vintage and Ferraris literally around the block, and they all go off to the Hamptons in a parade. And
right, isn't that sweet?
Wow.
That's where they would be. The Hamptons is where. Right, yeah. I don't think they're beautiful. I think they're ugly as hell. They drive
supposedly
very
well.
They're very fast. I've never owned a Ferrari. I don't think.
What would you own? If you could own any car you wanted, what would you own?
I will before I leave planet Earth have a Bentley turbo convertible. I've always wanted
Bentley.
I want a Mustang convertible.
Well, they're saying that the Mustang people who Camaro, the new Camaro is supposed to compete with the Mustang, but they're saying people who love Mustangs are they're going to stick with Mustangs.
Mustangs are almost impossible to break down.
I love
the
Mustang.
Value
a Mustang
of
convertible.
That franchise. Oh,
yeah,
that's
fantastic.
45 past the hour. Now we know what the girls are loved or are lusting for. This is the Good Day program.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
At TIAA Craft, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
49 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler. The Russians are coming! The Russians are coming! The Russians are coming! Or are they? Is it just that they're going to cut the undersea cables? There are submarines and spy ships aggressively operating near the undersea cables that carry almost all of the internet communications, raising concerns among some American military and intelligence people that the Russians are coming, and they may be able to attack those lines in times of tension or conflict. Well, anybody can do that. They all know where the cables are, right? The Russians are just being what all they're doing is playing out the playbook of the little weenie. Bad Vlad.
Of the little weenie?
That's what he is. He's a little man with a little weenie, and he's going to make everybody know who he is. Am I right? I'm not a shrink. You are, Joy. Am I right or not?
I don't know anything about his weenie, I must say. I'm completely ignorant.
But isn't that
weenie.
What happens with people who are
yes,
small...
we refer to it as the Napoleon complex, and we're not referring to it as the little weenie. But, okay. Yeah, somehow, slightly
same.
Different. Yeah, yeah.
The name
of
it.
Weenie.
51.
Yeah, origin.
After Good Day. Hello.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I only like all natural foods and beverages, organically grown, with no preservatives. Are you sure they're real lemons?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll buy a cup if you buy a box of my delicious Girl Scout cookies. Do we have a deal?
Are they made from real Girl Scouts?
That's my mature. Unhinged. You're like some desperate howling demon. You frighten me.
Just like that. MC Hammer did the theme for the Addams Family movie, number one Halloween movie during this time in 1991. The Addams Family Groove is the music from the movie, and that's how we get started in Movie Moments with movie music. Chuck Curry will join Roberta and Joy and Kenny and me in a moment with the list of box office totals for the weekend. I'll have a little review of the Steven Jobs movie. Maybe there has been something seen by Joy she wants to talk about, and Kenny's always welcome to chime in here, but Chucker's the expert when it comes to videos, DVDs, and that sort of thing. So we'll get to his expertise in a moment here on Good Day.
at ExxonMobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Know-how. When you buy Napa full synthetic motor oil for only $3.49 a quart, you're not just buying the name on the bottle, you're buying the name on the door, on our shirts, that oil filter on aisle four, and all the know-how that comes with it. So even though Napa synthetic is now only $3.49 a quart, you know it's worth so much more. Conquer the job with Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/14/15.
They can't do away with Rick.
I'm listening to this.
Do away with them, but something this is, happened.
I know I'm on. I'm
these
listening
guys would
to these
not be
guys.
Able to get a gun.
Peter says you're on. I'm barely on. Listening to Roberta and Chuck back and forth about the current version of the Addams Family called The Walking Dead, which is a little bit rougher than
Addams Family. Talking, Doug, how iconic a show it is, and you're missing easily one of the five greatest shows ever produced
sure.
on television.
Yes, yes right. Absolutely.
What I'm missing is 24. I wish somebody would
Well, I love that, too. You know that.
Jack Bauer to come back. All right, Chucker, how'd the box office total shake out for the weekend?
The Martian with Matt Damon, number one for the third straight weekend. This is a bona fide hit, $15.9 million over the weekend.
But how can you do a sequel to it? The Jupiterian? What are they going to do next?
There's not going to be a sequel, but it goes to show you Matt Damon is easily one of the biggest stars in the business in the entire movie.
Well, but it's also a terrific story.
Yeah,
it's like watching Castaway on Mars with more characters, but it's a solid film. Goosebumps plays second, $15 million, and weekend number two. Tom Hanks starring Vehicle Bridges, Spies, $11.3 million, $32 million in 2 weeks. The Last Witch Hunter with Vin Diesel. Why he did this film, I don't know.
That looked awful.
In Transylvania, part two, the cartoon animated film, $9 million, $148 million in 5 weeks. Steve Jobs came in seventh. I went to see it over the weekend. I'm on the minority here. I thought the movie was pretty detached. There were individual scenes that I really liked, but the script is not linear. It doesn't. If you didn't know who Steve Jobs was before you saw this movie, I don't think you're going to know him after you see it.
See, it's interesting.
Really?
Meredith said
Michael
the same
Fassbender,
thing.
I thought was really
was good.
But
he was
good. Like Steve Jobs.
Yeah. He was good. Meredith didn't like it. I did. Joy, you saw it. What did you think of it?
I think it's going to be an Oscar contender.
Really?
I think the thing about Steve Jobs is he wasn't, I think he's still sort of unknowable. He's still an enigma. But there's no question.
How much of that movie is true? Was the real Steve Jobs, did Fassbender play the real Steve Jobs?
As far as we know, I think he did.
Really?
He was really, he didn't work at
all. So he was like that with his daughter and...
We know that's factual. Right. Yeah,
great.
And he was an adopted child.
Yeah.
And that whole thing, I think we don't understand how much adoption affects people. I think we really don't. Especially when they have children, of how could somebody give me away?
Mm.
So it's a very complicated issue.
With that, the script they used by Aaron Sorkin, I never felt when I watched that movie that this man had the ability to run a company and be the genius that he was.
Well, he didn't really run the company. He was the genius, but he didn't really run the company ever.
But it had a detached feel. I never was sucked into the story. It almost plays like sound bites, different individual points of view in his life, but never felt like a story that I got sucked into, and I had a problem with that.
Well, it was a significant story anyway, but interesting.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.